The other item was that the commission took action on was the selection, or I guess more the endorsement of a design schematic. This is not final design engineering, but it is much more advanced than the two-dimensional sort of overview material that had been provided before. And this would have been done by the Confluence team, the design team that's worked with the city of Garden City. And the commission was pleased with what they presented, the incorporation of a competition pool and then also the incorporation of a nice size, but definitely smaller than the big pool that we all know so well, but one that can still accommodate a lot of bathers and provide a lot of activity for the gallons of water used. I would say some of the highlights, if I were to describe them with words, would be a slide tower with the fly-high slides that were sort of a highlight during the public input process, and then also more traditional slides that go into either a plunge pool or a run-out pool. And then a zero-depth entry with a small lazy river that goes around the slide tower island and reuses the bathhouse, builds another building adjacent, probably maybe 20 or 25 feet away from the existing bathhouse to the west. And then builds a covered sort of portico over that open space and adjoining those two buildings that would serve as the new entryway. The old bathhouse would be gutted and then turned into a space for mostly just restrooms and changing areas and those types of facilities, concessions at the lifeguard posts, and the admissions ticket gate window would all be in the smaller and newer constructed building to the west of the existing bathhouse. So if folks would like to look at a picture of that rather than listen to my description, the best way to do that would be to go to the City of Garden City's Facebook page, garden-city.org, and there is plenty of drawings and sort of all the history of this pool aquatics facility that has been going on over the last year, almost year and a half.